우리가 그 디모데전서
This session we will study 1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六章提到很多要逃避的事，还有要追求的事。
In chapter 6, there's a series of things that we should shun and things that we should pursue.
逃避就是要把它舍掉。
To shun is to give up.
那追求就是要去得到它。
To pursue is to receive it.
那在第六章之前，我们先回来看第五章。
Before we go into chapter 6, let us look at chapter 5.
这个第五章17节到25节是在提到在教会里面处理人事问题的原则。
In chapter 5, from verse 17 to 25, it gives us a principle on how to take care of matters in the church.
人事问题,
take care of personnel matters in the church.
这是一个最敏感问题，也是最难处理的问题。
This is a very sensitive issue and a very difficult issue to take care of.
那其中他首先提到的是17节，我们来念17节。
First, let us read chapter 5, verse 17.
那善于管理教会的长老应当以为备受加倍的敬奉。 那劳苦传道教导人的也应当如此。
17. Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine.
这个地方说，善于管理教会的长老要倍加的敬奉。
Here it says the elders who rule will be counted worthy of double honor.
就是我们昨天提到，其实长老不是一个头衔。
Yesterday we mentioned that this elder is not a title.
这个里面有含有极大的责任。
And within this there are many responsibilities.
如果我们从其他的圣经看起来,
if we reference other passages,
如果我们看这个使徒行传20章保罗交代以弗所教会的长老,
such as Acts chapter 20 when Paul instructs the elders.
我们看使徒行传20章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 20.
28节。
Verse 28.
20章28节。
Chapter 20, verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己宝血所买来的。
Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
当然主耶稣是大牧者。
Our Lord Jesus is the great shepherd.
那我们都是羊。
We are all his sheep.
但是在教会里面，这里特别说做监督的其实就是牧者。
Here, as the flock, we are made overseers.
所以这个 这个职分就是要在照顾教会的信徒的灵性。
And so with this comes the responsibility to take care of the spirituality of the members.
所以这个责任跟压力是很大的。
So this is a great responsibility and pressure.
我们如果在教会有经历过人事问题，你就发现了，人事问题真的非常困难。
If you've ever encountered personnel issues, you will know that it is quite difficult to handle.
有时候教会发生问题啊，你晚上会睡不着觉。
And when something like this happens, you can lose sleep over it.
这个是真的很困难的。
So it is indeed a difficult matter.
那29节，20章29节，我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进到你们中间，不爱惜羊群。
In verse 29, For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock.
所以这个长老说要面对的是狼。
So these overseers and elders, they are to face the wolves.
那这个狼进到羊群中做什么?
What do these wolves do when they enter the flock?
30节,
Verse 30.
你们中间有必要起来说悖逆的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
Also from among yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves.
就是有一群人进来，结果要建立一些关系，到最后要拉拢他们，使他们引起教会的分裂。
So these people will come to church and establish themselves, but then slowly draw members away.
那这个做全群的监督就要谨慎，不要被羊被拉走了。
And so as overseers, we need to be watchful so that we are not pulled away by the wolves.
因此这就是有一种征战在里面，属灵的征战。
And so in this is a spiritual battle.
所以到回来到提摩太前书第五章。
So when we turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5,
第19节,
and in verse 19,
就控告长老的臣子，非有两三个见证人， 就不要收。
Do not receive an accusation against an elder except from two or three witnesses.
为什么会有控告长老的臣子？
Why are there accusations against an elder?
常常是因为 当一个人站在神的立场，在处理事情的时候，会得罪一些人。
Oftentimes, when a person stands on the side of God, they will be accused.
特别是20节，犯罪的要在众人面前责备他。
Verse 20, those who are sinning rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear.
其余可以惧怕。你想那个被责备的人，当然很顺服，他真正的那是真正的悔改。
If the person being rebuked truly repents, then that is a true repentance.
但是常常当一个人被责备的时候，最被显露的时候，也会恼羞成怒，反过来要咬一口。
But oftentimes, those who are rebuked, they turn around and take another attack.
所以这个就是有时候常常长老会被控告的原因。
And so that is often the reason why there is an accusation against an elder.
所以从17节到20节，我们发现我们对教会的工人有两件事情要做。
And so from verse 17 to 20, we see that there are two tasks that the workers need to do.
其实这个工人不一定代表长老，不一定指着长老。
And the elder referred to here is not necessarily just solely for the elder.
就是在教会里面很认真在做圣工的。
It is for those who are diligently doing the holy work.
我们要给他配受加倍的敬奉，要敬重他。
We need to have them be well counted worthy of double honor.
这个敬重就是对他一种鼓励。This
refers to the encouragement we give them.
其实我们现在人大家都很忙。These
days, everyone is busy.
所以你如果看到教会有一个人很认真在做圣工，这是很难得的。
And so if you see someone who is very diligently doing holy work, that is very rare.
因为他在世上有工作，他在教会又要服侍神。
Because in the world they have their own jobs, and in church they also serve.
所以我们要给他一个尊重，给他一种鼓励。
We need to give them a kind of honor and encouragement.
那这种鼓励非常的重要。
This encouragement is very important.
因为有了鼓励之后，人就觉得好像做教会不孤，做圣工不孤单了。
Because with encouragement, the person will feel that it is not lonely to serve in the church.
那如果在教会很热心做圣工，我没有鼓励，然后像这个19节，又有人在控告他。
However, if a person is serving diligently and does not receive any encouragement, but also receives accusations, as in verse 19,
常常人就很灰心，就不想要做了。
Then the person will lose heart and will not want to continue to serve.
所以这个17节一直到20节提到两点，第一方面要鼓励。
So verse 17 to 20 mentions two points. The first is to encourage.
给他加倍的敬重。
And so that they are worthy of double honor.
那18节开始就讲牛在床上踩骨，不可拢住它的嘴。
Verse 18 says that you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain.
要工人得工价是应当的。
And the laborer is worthy of his wages.
所以从前后文章看起来，这个敬重包括照顾他生活的需要。
And so from this, we can see that the how to give worthy of double honor involves their life.
那我们现在教会就采取比较不同的制度。
In our church, we take care of this in this way.
就是我们地方教会跟教会的传道人没有直接的利害关系。
The local church does not have direct financial support of the resident ministers.
对，这是非常重要一个我们真耶稣教会的原则。
And that is a very important principle of the True Jesus Church.
因为没有利害关系，所以就容易照着圣经的话来宣讲。Because
there are no financial ties, then it is easier to talk about the words of God.
那因为有了利害关系之后，有时候我们很多事情你不敢讲。
Because once there are financial ties, then there are things that we dare not say.
所以有时候我们在引导教会会偏掉方向。
And as a result, when we are leading the church, we may be leading them astray.
那其他的大概都是做义工的工作。
And the rest are all primarily volunteer work.
所以为什么我们在其他教会你可以看到 证婚也要钱，丧礼也要钱，什么都他都要收钱。
So in other churches, you may see that the minister will require money to perform a marriage or perform a funeral.
因为他们的制度是直接从信徒得到这个支持。
Because their living allowance comes directly from the members.
但是我们教会才不同的制度。
But our church does it differently.
那从另外一方面来讲，十九节。
From another perspective, in verse 19,
那既然这个做工的人相当的辛苦，所以要控告他，就一定要很确实的证据才能够办理。
Since the work is quite laborious, therefore, in an accusation of another, there needs to be two or three witnesses.
这样才不会伤害一个人做圣工的那个心智。
And by in doing it this way, you do not harm the work of the person.
所以这是做我们处理教会一个很重要的原则。
So these are important principles as we take care of personnel issues.
有时候我们常常发现，如果你有那个汽车保险他就会问你说，你一年开多少迈？
If you have car insurance, you'll know that they ask you how many miles do you drive a year.
你如果开越多，保险费越贵。
The more you drive, the higher your premium.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为开越多越有可能发生车祸。
Because the more you drive, the higher chance that you will be in an accident.
那从这个我们就来想教会的事情。
From this, we can also think about the church work.
有的人你根本就找不到有什么可以指责。
Some people you cannot find anything to accuse them of.
为什么？
Why?
他什么都没有做。
Because they haven't done anything.
你要指责什么？
Then what are you going to accuse them of?
甚至没有什么错那没有做什么
Of course they won't have anything, they won't do anything wrong because they're not doing anything.
但是做越多，就有可能错越多。
But the more you do, then the more chance there is of doing something wrong.
所以，当我们看到一个人在批评这个人做那个错那个错，很可能他做很多事情。
So when we see someone accusing another person of doing this or doing that wrong, it's likely that person is doing a lot of work.
但是人不完全，所以有时候做会做错。
But as human beings, we're not perfect, so we will sometimes do something wrong.
因此，我们在接受人要控告这个做圣工热心的人一定要很。确实的证据才能够进行调查。
So if we are to receive an accusation, then we need to have facts and be certain.
最好不要做不必要的人事讨论。
And we should not have unnecessary discussions.
就是说现在在传言谁怎样，然后我们赶快再召这个职务会来讨论，叫那个人来问。
And we should announce it to everybody and then hold a council meeting and then discuss.
我来问，其实没有了。
And then do investigations and ask, and then find out that nothing really happened.
但是众信徒大家都知道了。
But now, by this time, all the members already know.
那你也没有办法在台上宣布说没有了，没有那回事。
And you can't just say on the pulpit, "Oh, that didn't happen."
这个人就受到伤害了。
Because then this person has already been harmed.
所以这个处理这个教会做圣工很热心的人就是需要非常的谨慎。
So when we take care of matters regarding those who have done much work in the church, we need to be very careful.
因为我们现在在教会找到很热心做圣工的人真的是很难得。
Because it is very rare to find some workers who are this diligent in doing holy work.
那在处理人事的问题还有一个原则。
And there's another principle in dealing with personnel issues.
21节。
Verse 21.
我在神和基督耶稣蒙拣选的天使面前吩咐你。要遵守这些话，不可存成见，也不可有偏心。
I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elected angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality.
这些事就是前面那个事情。
These things refer to what has been said before.
怎么敬重长老，怎么处理人事问题。
And how to deal with the elders and how to take care of personnel issues.
第一个不可以有成见。
First is to do it without prejudice.
第二个不可以有偏心。
And second, to do it to do nothing with partiality.
这个两个真的很难啊。
These two are difficult to do.
但是很重要。
But very important.
不可以有成见。
Cannot have prejudice.
成见就是说，你已经对那个人有一个定论了。
Prejudice means that you have already made up your mind about this person.
然后他怎么做，你已经有一个结论在那里了。
So no matter what they do, you already have a conclusion.
这个我们在判断事情就会错误。
And if we have this, then when we are trying to judge a situation, then it will be wrong.
那怎么样能够做到没有成见
So what can we do so that we are doing it without prejudice?
就是人跟事情要分开来。
It is to separate the person from the situation.
好，那这个我们判断事情就会比较正确。
And then when we are trying to make a judgment on the situation, then it will be without prejudice.
有一次我在那个 Consumer Report 看到，说最好喝的咖啡是什么？
Once I read in Consumer Reports, what is the best coffee?
不是 Starbucks, 你花了三四块钱那个。
It's not the $3 or $4 drink at Starbucks.
是 McDonald's.
It's in McDonald's.
那我就看他怎么去试最好喝的咖啡。
And so I read and saw how they determined this.
他就是把那个咖啡放在同样的杯子里面。
They put the coffee in the same type of cup.
它里面没有说这个 Starbucks 这个 McDonald's，
they did not label the cups. They did not label the cups Starbucks or McDonald's.
因为你一看到标签，你自然这个 Starbucks 一定不错了。
Because once you see the label, you will think that the Starbucks coffee is better.
它只有一二三四五这样。
They numbered it 1 through 5.
啊，请专家来品尝。
And they asked the experts to come and taste test.
然后给他分数。
And then they scored the coffee.
那加起来。
And then they added that.
再看第一号谁，第二号是谁。
And then they ranked which one was first.
所以你不知道说是谁。
So you do not know where the coffee is from.
你就没有成见。
So you do not have a prejudice.
那这样来判断就相当的客观了。
And so
if
you make your judgment in this way, then there is more without prejudice.
但是我们处理人事问题，你没有办法用一号、二号、三号来啊。
But when we take care of personnel issues, we cannot just number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
当你不讲人，你只要事情一讲出来，大家就知道就是他了。
Even if you don't mention who the person is, when you talk about the situation, everyone knows who that person is.
那头脑已经有一个想法在里面。
You already have a preconceived notion in your head.
所以就很容易有成见。
And so it's very easy to have prejudice.
所以人能够事情分开来，我们判断才会正确。
So when we separate the person from the situation, then we can make a more sound judgment.
也就是说，这个人我喜欢不喜欢，这另外一回事。
Whether or not you like this person is a completely separate issue.
但是他做的事情对不对，这是另外一回事。
And whether or not they do something right or wrong is another issue.
这个不简单。
That is hard to do.
能够做到这一点，跟主耶稣一样。
If you can do it to this degree, then you are like Jesus Christ.
你看彼得很爱他。
Peter loved the Lord.
主耶稣说我要被钉十字架。
Lord Jesus said, I will be nailed to the cross.
如果你有一个徒弟这样，你一定很感谢。
If you have a disciple like this, you will be very thankful.
你要被钉死，他说哇，不要，不要发生了。
You say that you will be nailed to the cross, and your disciple says, "No, it will not happen." Then you will be thankful.
主耶稣反过来说，撒旦退我后边去。
However, Jesus said, "Satan, please step back."
他把事情跟人分开。对你很爱我，但是你这件事情你错了。
He separated the person from the situation because in that situation, Peter was wrong.
所以你是撒旦。
Therefore, you are Satan.
所以你要退我后边去。
So you must get behind me.
这真的是一个榜样。
That is a good example.
所以这个我们要判断一件事情人跟事要分开。
So when we want to judge a situation, we need to separate the person from the situation.
这不会有偏见。
And in doing so, we will have no prejudice.
所以在教会里面我们不能够用人际关系啦，用家庭关系啦，这样来处理问题。
So in the church, we cannot use personal relationships or family relationships to take care of personnel issues.
我常常觉得，如果用家庭关系或人际关系来处理问题那家庭全部联合起来，全部都通过了。如果有一些家族比较大的他先开一个家族会议，举手全部都通过了。
Because if we handle situations in that way, then the families who are larger, they can have their own family meeting first, and then when it comes to the meeting and voting time, they can just all vote the same way.
真的也有家庭是这样一投票五票全部都赞成，那再来投票五票都反对，为什么他爸爸已经下命令？
And indeed, this happens. The family all votes the same way, yes for something, and then no for something else. And that is because the head of the house, the father, has already made the decision for everyone.
这个不是教会进行的方法。
This is not the procedure in the church.
虽然我们是同一个家庭。
Although we are one family.
但是我们有良心呢。
We have a conscience.
我们有道理。
We have the truth.
我们圣灵的感动。
We have the movement of Holy Spirit.
大家去祷告。
Everyone prays together.
到最后可能太太跟先生投票不一样。
And afterwards, perhaps the husband and the wife will vote differently.
可能这个爸爸跟孩子投票不一样。
And perhaps the father and the son will vote differently.
这个叫做没有偏见。
This is called no prejudice.
是我们在神面前。
because we are in front of God.
来看神怎么感动我们，我们来认对错，而不是人情。
And we allow God to move us how He wants to move us, and not how family and other relationships are in this world.
这第一个，没有偏见就是把人跟事分开。
So this is the first. Without prejudice means to separate the person from the
situation. 第二个
，the second.
就是你试试看这件事情，如果是你爸爸做的。
The second is, if in this situation it was your father that did it,
你会怎么判断？
How would you judge the situation?
是不是不一样？
Would it be different?
如果你判断不一样，那就表示里面有成见。
If you do determine it differently, then that means there is partiality.
所以我们常常听别人的孩子有多坏。
We will sometimes hear how so-and-so's children is so bad.
我很少听我孩子有多坏。
I rarely hear how bad my children are.
难道我们的孩子比别人好吗？
Does that mean that my children are better than others?
那为什么很少听我的孩子有多坏？
Why is that I rarely hear how bad my children are?
因为我们爱我们的孩子。
It's because we love our children.
所以有时候我们因为有爱的存在啊，你要想感受会不一样。
Because there is the presence of love, then our emotions will be different.
所以我们同一件事情，你把不同的人放进去，看你的结论会不一样。
So in the situation, if you put someone else in that position, how would you feel about it?
如果你的结论都一样，不管你爱不喜欢，你家人不是你家人，你到结婚都一样，那这个没有成见。
And if you can judge the situation the same way, no matter who is in that position, then you have no partiality.
这个是处理人事问题很重要一个原则。
This is another important principle in dealing with personnel issues.
没有成见。
Without partiality.
那下面prejudice. 在下面就是没有偏心。
Next is to do nothing with partiality.
这个偏心就是有一些特别条件的，我们就用一种方法来对待它；没有那些条件的，我们就用另外一种方法来对待。
And this means that in certain instances we will treat the matter one way, and another instance we'll treat it a different way.
这就是偏心。
This means partiality.
所以处理人事问题啊，真的是需要祷告，需要圣灵的感动。
And so in dealing with personnel issues, we need to pray and have the help of the Holy Spirit.
然后需要在神面前有无愧的良心。
And we need to have a clear conscience in front of God.
那我们教会就会走得很正，在正路上面。
And then the church will go in the right direction.
那你就发现这个教会就很和睦，很和平。
And you will discover that this church will be very harmonious and peaceful.
所以主耶稣说，我的判断是真的，约翰福音。
In John, Lord Jesus says that my judgment is true.
什么叫真？
What is true?
是对的，而且不会改变的。
It is what is right and what will not change.
为什么？
Why?
因为天父与我同在。
Because the Father is with me.
神在我里面做他自己的事情。
God is in him doing his work.
所以到最后，我们在教会里面处理人事问题，不是我们对这个人有什么关系，喜好不喜好。
So in the end, when we deal with these personnel issues, it's not whether we like this person or not.
是天父在我们里面做他的事情。
It is that the Heavenly Father is in us doing His work.
所以有时候我们处理人事问题需要祷告，祷告，一直祷告，神啊，你要感动我们来做决定。
So in dealing with personnel issues, we need to pray and ask God to help us and move us to know what to do.
所以这次第五章提到对长老的控告。
And so this is chapter 5 talking about the accusations to the elders.
那这是一种属灵的智慧。
This is a spiritual wisdom.
我们再看24节。
Let us read verse 24.
有些人的罪是明显的，如同先到审判的案前；有些人的罪是随后跟去的。
Some men's sins are clearly evident, preceding them to judgment, but those of some men follow later.
这就讲到这个罪是明显的，就一看就知道，大家都知道。
Some sins are evident, everyone can see it.
所以马上就被判断了。
And so the judgment comes right away.
但是有一些罪是随后跟上去的。
But some sins follow of some men follow later.
就是说犯罪在前，但很久很久很久很久以后就显露出来了。
Which is to say they may sin, but only after a long period of time does it become revealed.
所以罪是不能隐藏的。
So sin cannot be hidden.
25节。
Verse 25.
这样善也有明显的，那不明显的也不能够隐藏。
Likewise, the good works of some are clearly evident, and those that are otherwise cannot be hidden.
所以行善久了，大家都知道这个人很有爱心。
After a person does good works for a while, everyone knows that this person is full of love.
这个人不需要吹号，大家都知道。
This person does not need to proclaim it. Everyone knows.
因为隐藏的也没有人不知道。
Because those are hidden will be revealed.
好，那我们再看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
别人行按手之礼，不可急促，也不要在别人的罪上有份。
Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, nor share in other people's sins. Keep yourself pure.
这个就是在讲我们在教会按手要谨慎。
This is talking about how we need to be cautious, careful when we lay hands on people in church.
一般犯自死的罪，我们就不按手。
Those who have committed moral sins, we do not lay hands on.
所谓深切的悔改。
Unless,
或者深切的悔改。有很深的悔改。
Unless they have a very deep repentance.
因为你他没有悔改，你按手就跟他的罪有份。
Because if they do not repent and you lay hands on them, you are partaking in their sin.
所以这个按手不是到前面来通通头摸一摸，不这样。
So
通通有奖。
When we lay hands, not that everyone who comes up gets laid hands on.
那犯很严重的罪不悔改，这个不按手，都跳过去。
If they have committed severe sins and have not repented, then we will not lay hands on them.
不要在罪上有份。
Because we do not want to be take part in their sin.
因为这个按手是奉耶稣的名给他一个祝福。
The laying of hand is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to give them his blessing.
犯了自私的罪，不配得到福气。
If they have committed a moral sin, then they are not worthy to receive this blessing.
就不能给他按手。
And so we cannot lay hands on them.
这是保罗告诉提摩太。
This is what Paul tells Timothy.
神是爱啊，但是神也有他的行事的原则。
God is love, but God also has his righteous judgment.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
你胃口不爽，你是患病，再不要照常喝水，可以稍微用一点酒。
No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities.
这节告诉我们
This verse tells us.
保罗没有告诉提摩太胃不好，禁止祷告。
Paul did not say to Timothy, since your stomach is so bad, just fast and pray.
祷告不好怎么办？再禁止祷告两餐。
And if that doesn't work, keep fasting for two or three more meals.
说你不要喝水啊，再喝一点酒啊。
But he says, don't no longer drink only water, but use a little wine.
也就是说，如果你生病了，用药是没有关系的啦。
It tells us that if you're sick, it is okay to take some medicine.
所以保罗也叫提摩太啊，你可以用一点酒啊，酒也等于是一种药的作用。
And so Paul tells Timothy that it is okay to use a little wine.
但是这个一点酒也不能做借口啊。
But this,
一下喝一瓶一点啊。
But this little wine cannot be used loosely.
对。我以前在某个地方啊，有的信徒说，太太坐月子，先生醉了。坐月子就是他生孩子啊。
There was a in one place there was a member there his wife was going through postnatal care and he was drunk.
因为这个中国人传统啊，坐月子要加一点酒。
Because in traditional Chinese postnatal care, they need to add a little wine.
人问他先生啊，你为什么醉？一点，我喝一点了。
And we asked the husband, why are you drunk? And he said, I drank a little wine.
所以这个一点呢，就是指说对你身体有帮助到那个程度了。
So this wine is to just help.
这是第五章。
This is chapter 5.
我们现在进入第六章。
Let us now study chapter 6.
这个第六章啊，做当逃避与追求的事。
It tells us the things that we should shun.
在第五章的三节到五节。
In chapter 5 verse 3 to 5.
再提到要逃避世俗的虚谈。
In chapter 6 verse 3 to 5 talks about worldly and empty chatter.
我们看第三节。
Let us read verse 3.
若有传异教不同主耶稣纯正话语的与那合乎敬虔的道理，他是至高至大一无所知，专好问难争辩言的，从此就生出嫉妒纷争妄语，并那坏的相术心术丧失真理的增进，他们以敬虔为得力的门路。
Verse 3, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with dispute and arguments over words from which come envy, strife, reviling evil suspicions.
那我们怎么分辨呢？这个可以不可以谈？
So how do we discern what we can talk about?
第一个，他先讲基督纯正的话。
First, it says the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
还有合乎敬虔的道理。
and to the doctrine which accords with godliness.
所以我们要先认识这个是什么。
So we need to first recognize what these things are.
纯正话语的规模，很纯的道理。
The pure doctrine.
那离开了这个再去讲，这个就是世俗的虚谈。
And once we depart from these, then those are the worldly chatter.
那这个到最后是对人的信仰没有造就。
And in the end, these things are not edifying to a person's faith.
我们看二十节。
Let us read verse 20.
说提摩太，你要保守那托付你，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的学问。
O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge.
所以有一些道理听起来好像很合理，但是里面到最后是会影响我们。
So some teachings may sound correct, but in the end it is not beneficial.
21节
Verse 21.
有人自称以学问就偏离了真道。
By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith.
所以到最后会让人偏离真道。
So in the end, these things will cause people to stray away from the truth.
好，那我们再看第二个要逃避贪财。
The second thing we need to shun is money.
第九节。
Verse 9.
但是那想要发财的就陷在迷惑和网罗，用许多无知有害的私欲，叫人沉沦在败坏和灭亡之中。
But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition.
第十节。
Verse 10.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪爱钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
十一节。
Verse
11. 但你属神的人要逃避这些事。
But you, O man of God, flee these things.
所以这个属神要逃避贪财。
So as a man of God, we need to flee these wealth.
UCLA 有一个社会学的教授曾经做一个统计。
There was a professor who did a study.
从1970年代到1990年代，大学一年级的学生，在他们观念里面最重要是什么？
From 1970 to 1990, what is the first, most important priority for first-year college students?
我发现1970年代，他们觉得最重要的就是怎么过一个有意义的生活。
In the 70s, their priority was how to lead a meaningful life.
这个大概三分之二的人。
And about two-thirds of the people had this response.
到了1990年代的末期。
In near the end of the 1990s,
大学一年级的学生头脑里面想最重要的就是赚钱。
The first priority in the first year college students is how to make money.
经过二三十年，整个社会的转向就是要发财。
And through these 30 years, the priority has shifted to how to become rich.
所以我们可以看到，在这个社会的趋向之下，我们很容易就有这一种的倾向。
So with this thought in the society, it is easy for us to also be swayed.
但这里讲这个贪财是万恶之根。
And here, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
它会让你被引诱离开真道。
It will cause some to stray from the faith.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
因为当你的认为钱最重要，
If you think that money is the most important,
你就为着钱做了一些决定跟圣经的原则不太一样。
You will make decisions based on money and it may go against the teachings in the Bible.
第一个，
Number one,
你可能会逃税。
You may evade taxes.
这个逃税本身不合法，用不合法的手段来赚钱。
And that is against the law andto earn money.
这个是贪啊。
So this is greed.
那你事情发生了，进到监牢里面，被愁苦刺透了。
And if you're discovering, then you're put in jail, and then you end up suffering.
第二个，想要急速发财。
Number two.
很快速的发财。
Is a get rich quick schemes.
那快速发财的方法是什么？
What are these methods of getting rich quickly?
赌博。
Gambling.
但是大部分赌博都输的。
But most of the time you lose in gambling.
所以有的把房子全部都赌光了。
And so some people have gambled away their house.
所以整个家庭全部在愁苦当中。
And so the entire family is living in suffering.
所以用不合法的方法要想要急速发财，这个都是贪。
And so to use illegal methods or to get rich quickly, these are all methods of greed.
但是用正当的方法，你去上班或者你去做生意赚钱，
But it is allowed to earn money the right way, which is to have a job and go work. But there is another principle.
就是我们牺牲的家庭生活跟信仰生活的时间来赚钱，这应该是谈。
It is, when we sacrifice our family time and our church time in order to make money, that is greed.
为什么
？Why?
因为你多赚了一些钱。
When you earn a little more money.
第一个，你家庭照顾不到。
Then you cannot take care of your family as much.
第一个，可能发生问题就是子女发生问题。
As a result, first you may have relationship problems with your children.
第二个婚的发生问题可能是婚姻问题。
The second is perhaps problems in the marriage.
长久分离哈，已经没有感情了。
And if you are separated for a long time, then there may not be any more emotions.
为着赚多赚一点钱。
And this is all for the sake of earning more money.
你家庭发生问题，孩子发生问题，你愁苦刺透了。
You have family problems or marriage problems, and you are in suffering.
所以我们要赚钱有一个最重要的原则。
So as we are earning money, there is a very important principle.
在神的道理下。
To do it under the teachings of the Bible.
夫妻既然是一体的。
Since the husband and wife is one body.
要以夫妻不分离在一起为原则。
The principle must be that the husband and wife stay together as one body.
然后在能够照顾到子女的情况下这样来赚钱。
And to earn also under the, to be able to earn with taking care of your children in mind.
有一次我看到一个报纸在记得一个很大公司的一个副总裁，她把她工资辞掉，她是一个女的。
I read an article about a financial officer in a very big company who has gave up her career.
Yeah. 人就问她说，是不是你孩子需要你？
And so some people asked her, is it because your children need you?
她说不是。
She said no.
是我需要我的孩子。
It is that I need my children.
因为这个小孩子在成长的阶段里面呢，很宝贵。
Because it is the time that her children are growing is a very precious time.
等小孩子都长大，你钱赚多了，你回头要来看他，他已经不需要你了。
After your children have all grown up and you've made so much money, then you want to establish a relationship, it is too late.
所以这个婚姻的美满跟家庭这个很融洽的这个。圆满的幸福的家庭生活难道可以用钱来取代吗
So the joys in marriage and in your family life, can it be bought with this money?
所以不可以贪财。
Therefore, we cannot have a greed of money.
才不会被离开真理的原则到最后把愁肚刺透了。
And otherwise, we will be led astray and depart from the principles of the Bible.
怎么才能够真的做到不贪呢
But how, what can we do so that we are truly not greedy?
就是从第七节第六节开始。
Let us read from verse 6.
敬虔加上知足便是大利。
Now godliness with contentment is great gain.
如果你心里很知足
If you are content,
你很敬畏神
and you are godly,
你就有很多的利益。
Then you will have much strength.
保罗说我一无所有。
Paul says that I have everything.
但是我样样都有。
I have nothing but
I have everything.
But I have everything.
他很敬虔。
He is very fervent.
他很知足。
But he is very content.
他需要的时候神就给他了。
Whatever he needs, God will give.
所以这个教会里面呢，比方说要招传道有的看到生活会一点点的不出来。
For example, when the church is calling for TTP students, some may look at the living stipend and feel that it is too low.
叫教会再加一倍。
Well, if the church were to increase the stipend,
还是没有人出来。
Then nobody comes.
再加一倍，好多人出来。
But if we double it even more, then maybe we'll have a lot of applicants.
这一群人可能不能用。
But this group of applicants we cannot use.
为什么
？Why?
因为加高了他就出来，是因为那个高所以你出来。
Because they come to apply because we've raised the salary, and so they cannot. That's the reason.
你降低了，他可能辞职。
If we lower the salary, they will quit.
但是信仰的生活就是一种体验。
But the life of faith is a trial.
如果你敬虔加上知足。
If you are godly and content,
那神的恩典呢，常常是够你用。
Then the grace of God is sufficient for you.
这样你就不会贪了。
And in this way, you will not be greedy.
所以什么叫幸福
？So what does it mean to be content?
幸福不一定你要很高的物质生活水准。
It does not mean that you have a very, very high. Living standard.
基本的生活需要，但是你内心很满足，就是幸福。
If you have very basic living standards, but you are content in your heart, then that is good.
我们再看第七节。
What is verse 7?
我没有什么带到世上来，也没有办法带什么去。
For we have brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
也就是说，你空手来，空手去。
You come empty-handed, you leave empty-handed.
所以不要贪财，因为你赚太多的钱，你根本就用不着。
Because so we should not be greedy for money, because we cannot take any of it with us.
有很多钱呢，你根本一辈子用不着。
There's money that we cannot use for our whole life.
即使你买一栋房子，里面的五个卧房。
For example, if you have a house and you have 5 bedrooms,
难道你五个卧房都用得着吗？
Can you actually use all 5 bedrooms?
你还是睡在一个卧房。
You can only sleep in 1 bedroom.、
哦、所以这避免贪财就是知足加上敬虔。
So to avoid greediness,、哦、we need to be、godly and content.
那这样我们就能够、哦、体验很多神的恩典。
And then we will experience much grace from God.、
哦、我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
好，我们休息，然后进入最后祷告会。
So take a break and then enter our prayer session.